I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Bobby Heller. She's Executive Director of Felines and Friends New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
It's been so long since you've been on the air.
Well, there's been a lot going on. The rescue continues. Felines and Friends has now been in operation since 2002. We average a placement of over 200 cats a year that are in need of a second chance for various reasons. And we've expanded. We've got satellite locations for our adoptions apart from our main adoption center at Petco. And then we took on the management of a business that will allow us to have a revenue stream into supporting our mission for Felines and Friends.
Which is fantastic, because, I mean, that's every nonprofit's dream, is to have a for-profit subsidiary that feeds the organization. And in your case, it's an organization whose mission is almost identical to, I mean, it's a cat boarding?
Yes, it's a cat hotel, and it's been around for over 30 years. It's on Tano Road. And we took over the management in November of last year when the current owners wanted to retire from day-to-day operations. They had been supporting Felines and Friends for years by providing space for cats in need of a place until we found them foster homes. So it was a win-win because I already knew the operation. And they had been serving as a sort of mini shelter for us upstairs,
right,
with the paying guests downstairs. And so it was a natural migration.
The paying guests.
Yes, we are a pet hotel, and we have suites. And the downstairs suites have sun portals that the cats can go and enjoy. Yes, with furniture so they can lounge around and enjoy it.
Oh, my God. Do you bring them martinis?
No, but they do get toys on their pillows since they can't have chocolate.
Oh, my goodness. And so what is this, something where when people go out of town for a few days or a few weeks, they can board them at the hotel?
Yes, we do long and short-term boarding as well as daycare for people who are, you know, either moving, and that's when cats tend to escape during the hubbub of a move, or they've got some kind of a plumbing emergency and it's safer to, you know, while people are working
right
in the house, you know, that kind of thing. And then we have cats that live there for a couple of months at a time while their owners travel, or they're having major surgery. We just had a lady whose cat stayed with us for almost 2 months while she had hip surgery.
Oh, heavens.
And then the cat went home and everybody was happy. So we provided a home away from home for that cat, and we do that for many, many cats.
What do cats need when they're in a hotel? I mean, they are social animals, maybe not as much as dogs, but they need to be around each other, I take it?
Some do, some don't. And we do kind of an interview process for new clients, so we know what the cats do and do not like. And there are cats who do not like the company of other cats. And there are those who they are social and they will have playtime or social time in the lobby. Sort of imagine happy hour at your local hotel. And we do make sure, of course, that everybody has been leukemia tested. And if they're indoor-outdoor cats, they have to have all of their vaccines, so that we are taking every precaution for the overall health of everybody concerned.
Now, Felines and Friends is a cat rescue organization, and one of your wonderful people sends a little email every Thursday, and I read it on the Friday show called Cat of the Week, and there's all these great cats. Do they get adopted? I mean, does it help?
Oh, absolutely it does, and it's amazing when it pops up. We could promote the same cat several times and then all of a sudden it gets a home. And a good example is a lovely little fluffy cat that's been waiting for a home for over 3 years named Glorietta, and she just got adopted. And she had been living at Santa Fe Cats for the last couple of years waiting for a home.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, now where do your cats come from, the ones that end up with you guys? I mean, there's several animal shelters in the area, in the region. How do they come to you in particular?
We actually take many of our cats from the shelters.
Oh, okay.
And Santa Fe Shelter has a wonderful program called New Hope. And those are the cats that don't do well in the shelter environment for one reason or another. They start to get stressed out from being enclosed. They need additional socialization. They need additional medical care and post-recovery time. So it can be a real cross-section. We also do have people who have built in a way to will their cats to us along with a stipend. So we can provide perpetual care. If we can find them a home, great. If not, then they stay with us for the rest of their lives, or we put them into a permanent foster situation. So our cats all have interesting stories. When we get a call from somebody and they say, I've got a two-year-old cat and I'm moving and I need to find it a home, it's like, please take it to the Santa Fe shelter. It will get a home very quickly and everybody will be happy. When we get somebody saying, I've got this 10-year-old cat and it's very, very shy, that one's maybe not going to do as well sitting in a shelter environment, and so we'll take it on.
What do you do when you get animals that are sick?
We rack up a heck of a vet bill.
Yeah.
Which is why we have our annual fundraiser to make up for those overruns. Our adoption fee is $100, and the average cost of rescue is well over $300 now, especially on the older cats, because we do blood panels and often have to do dentals. So our upcoming fundraiser is targeted to trying to make up that differential, specifically for the older cats that we give that second chance to.
When is your upcoming fundraiser?
Seventh annual Cocktails for Critters, coming up on June 7th.
Oh, okay. And well, we'll announce it again when the time gets closer. Where's it at?
We always have it at a luxury home in Santa Fe, and so the location is divulged only to registered guests.
Ah, okay. Very cool.
Makes it fun, though.
How did you get into this work?
Oh, my husband asked the same thing. 30-plus years ago, there was the proverbial little old lady down the street who had allowed her cats to multiply. And we kept finding them injured because there was just too many of them and they were getting hit in the street and so forth. And so I took the initiative to see about doing what now has become Trap Neuter Return. It didn't even have a name 30 years ago. But that's what I started doing. And one thing leads to another and you become I'm not the crazy cat lady, contrary to popular belief. it's not like I have, 100 of them at my house. But it's about educating people and seeing that there is a way to get all the animals sterilized, and we do have great programs here in Santa Fe to help cats get sterilized, even for low-income people.
What does the problem look like? I mean, in my neighborhood, it's interesting, for I've lived in my house for 17 years, and there is there are some people across the street who have these feral cats that hang around them, and it's always tricky because you don't want to be a kind of meddlesome neighbor, and I certainly don't want anybody meddling with, But, I did say there is this trap neuter release, and like 5 years later, they started doing it. And so, little by little, people start to get it because they hear it from you, and then they hear it from somebody else, and then they read about it, and it's like, oh, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, it's the old positive reinforcement. You hear it more than once, then it starts to sink in. And there are colonies all over Santa Fe, and they are being managed. And if people would like to participate, we can all use the help. Santa Fe Shelter has the Gatos to Santa Fe program. We have active volunteers helping with the trapping. And it does make a difference. We take anything that can be placed from those programs, like the kittens. They don't go back out. The adults go back out, but they've been vaccinated, and they've all running around with little clipped ears. So if you see cats in Santa Fe that have a blunt tip of the left ear, that means that they have been caught, and they're microchipped, and they are vaccinated, and they have been sterilized. And it's a great program because this is done nationwide, and it is making a difference. You just have to stick with it for multiple years.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this work. I mean, it's never done. There's always another cat that needs a home.
Oh, absolutely. Cats and dogs, because, until you get 100% compliance that every pet is sterilized, you're always going to have this issue.
Right. And then, of course, there's places like Colorado that have done such a great job with their dog spay-neuter program that we are exporting puppies to Colorado because they have a puppy shortage.
We should be so lucky. I would love to see that here. It'd be really great.
Now, do you have cats?
Yeah, we actually just lost our 19-year-old. So right now, for the first time in 30 years, we do not have a kitty in the house. But I have, you know, Santa Fe Cats has 30-something guests right now, so I do get my kitty fix.
Right. Well, so you really aren't the crazy cat lady. Otherwise, you would have a whole bunch of them.
I have a husband who keeps me in line and won't let me become the crazy cat lady.
So right, right.
It does work out. But, you know, it's there's so many that need additional attention, so I'm focusing on that for the time being. And with the adoption centers and all the cats there, and kitten season has started, so we have had our first batch of kittens.
Kitten season means that spring comes, all cats start mating, and...
Well, they were mating actually probably in the warm spell a couple of months ago, because it's about 9 months gestation, 9 weeks gestation, and then they don't show themselves for the first couple of weeks. So we are getting them now that they're 5 and 6 weeks of age. So you can kind of trace it back when we had a warm spell.
Right.
And they all had an early frolic.
You know, it's funny. There are human equivalents of that when there are entire citywide blackouts.
Yes.
9 months later.
Yes.
There's extra children being born.
Same idea with the cats and the dogs, particularly the cats, I guess.
Anyway, we were talking to Bobby Heller of Felines and Friends of New Mexico. Now, it's a national organization.
No, there's a California organization, which is where I started.
Oh, okay.
And then there was one from when somebody left California. They started one in Wyoming, but we're actually all independent.
If anybody wants to find out more about Felines and Friends, maybe they want to adopt a kitty, or maybe they want to board their cat in the cat hotel, how do they find you?
Felines and Friends, we are all over the web, so you can actually just Google Felines and Friends New Mexico and we'll pop up. It's fandfnm.org. And for the cat hotel, it's santafecats.com. We never used to have a website, and now with us taking over, we did that. We're on Yelp. We're all over the place, and people are finding us. It's actually pretty amazing.
That is wonderful, and great job, Bobby Heller, Executive Director of Felines and Friends New Mexico. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.